It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it's tea time, and we are kicking things off with the Astros. They have fired A.J. Hinch, the coach, after that cheating probe penalty.
Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become stronger, a stronger organization because of this today.
Wow, it was originally supposed to be like a suspension, but they're like, no, we're going to fire them.
Major moves, and that was the Astros owner, Jim Crane, and he announced, hey, we're letting them go. As he mentioned, this will be a clean slate, and he very much so regrets being connected to these events, and he's super disappointed. Is this shock? Were you super shocked?
No, there's always cheating or whatever, or sign stealing in sports. Look at the Patriots, look at everybody. It's like, whether I think it's right or wrong, I guess I'm not surprised that it happened. I am surprised and shocked that they fired them. Yes, I'm
right.
Surprised they cut ties and they're going to start fresh.
Oh.
That surprised me, at least. Maybe I don't know much, but.
Well, it is drama. Speaking of drama, over on The Bachelor, last night, Hannah B. admitted to Peter that she made one of the biggest mistakes of her life.
You're the one that said no to me. I've never said no to you.
There's a lot of things about what I did I'm very proud of, but making decisions for my heart was very hard. And I don't know if I made the right decision with you.
Ooh, and there was drama over champagne, the champagne incident.
Oh, so I saw that.
I recorded this, but Kelsey confronted Peter and Hannah A. for drinking out of her champagne bottle. She was not having it. And then there was a bunch of drama. People felt bullied, yada, yada. At the end, Lauren Payton and Courtney were eliminated. Well, Zendaya was on the red carpet rocking a beautiful Tom Ford outfit. Now, she's in the show Euphoria, which is getting rave reviews. Here she is talking about the show.
It's like it's a personal thing, you know. It's if I try to take the world out of it, and it's not about proving anything to the world, but it's really about getting better as an artist and being more in touch with where I can go and how I can do it. And I just try to kind of keep it internal, because that's a much happier place to work from when you're working just to prove yourself that you can do it, you know.
Very talented actress. Now, that show follows a 17-year-old girl. She's a drug addict, fresh from rehab, with no plans to stay clean. But here's the thing. Critics were saying, hey, did they mold your tatas for this outfit? And saying that she had small
boobies
and stuff. And Zendaya fired back. And she's like, yeah, they actually did mold this. And, like, mind your business. So I like it. I like that she's putting people in her place. But it's hard when an actress has this awesome role. And Zendaya, I've interviewed her many times, and she's so smart and so sophisticated. And of course, that's what people focus on. Like, did I mold your boobs?
So what'd they do with your boobs?
Oh, man.
Those green screen boobs.
Will Smith admitting he was crazy jealous of Tupac back in the day because he had such a love for Jada. So Will, were you jealous?
God, dude. And you know, and that was in the early days. That was a big regret for me, too, because I could never open up to interact with Pac, you know, and because we had a little bit of a thing, right? Because, you know, they grew up together and, you know, they loved each other, but they never had that, you know, they never had a sexual relationship, but they had come into that age where now that was a possibility. And then Jada was with me.
Interesting. That's some juice right there. He was very insecure about Jada Pinkett Smith and her close relationship with the late and great Tupac.
Could you imagine if, like, back in the day there was a Tupac Will Smith track? Like,
no,
somewhere
cannot.
Like dark, deep, hidden away, just being released?
Because Will never cusses in any of his stuff.
Well, that's what's surprising when he answered your question. He's
right.
Like, well, blank, yeah.
Well, boy.
I'm like, I thought you just didn't swear and bit the cigar for the look. You didn't light it. Now I'm really confused. Thanks,
now we
Will.
Know.
We appreciate your help this morning. This is something that I feel so bad for my friend, but I also can't stop laughing. They broke their leg this week. How did they do it? Their dog ran out in front of them and tripped them.
Oh, man.
Listen, it sucks, but it's like, it is crazy. If you have any kind of a pet, small or large, dog or cat, you have probably been hurt or injured unintentionally some way. I've got multiple stories I want to share.
Or intentionally.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to give me the cheap dog food? We'll see about this. 833-563-2539. Coming up next on Joe McKenzie. Join the conversation. We want to know, how did you get hurt by your pet? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.